Truth and Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the line, Steve of Delafield, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Steve of Delafield?
Yes, good morning, Matt. Good morning, Luke. Thanks for taking my call. A couple of weeks ago, Matt, you mentioned that Poland was moving closer to Russia and drifting away from the United States, and you weren't sure why. I'm a subscriber to Tammy Baldwin's congressional email notifications. In 2018, Baldwin wrote a letter to the president of Poland demanding the payment of $400 billion from Poland to Jewish people who lost property during World War II. Baldwin says that Poland owes these Jews $400 billion as reparations. And so Poland told Baldwin, go jump off a cliff. So in 2019, Baldwin talked Trump and Pompeo into putting more pressure on Poland. And Poland told Trump and Pompeo, go jump off a cliff. Then Baldwin wrote legislation that requires the U.S. government to punish Poland until they fork over the $400 billion. And now that's a law. Then Netanyahu started demonizing Poland. So that's when Poland decided to drift away from the U.S. and forge closer ties with Putin and the people of Russia, who are not Israel fanatics. So you can go to Baldwin's website, type Poland in the search bar, and all the documents will be there to read.
Okay, Steve, let me just correct a couple of facts there and then tell you my view on what you've said. A couple of weeks ago, I did not say that Poland is drifting from the United States to Russia. I said that Belarus and then Hungary and Bulgaria, to a lesser extent, are. Now, let's remember a couple of things. Belarus is right next to Russia, and it was part of the Soviet Union, and they have an identical culture to Russia. They're Eastern Orthodox and so forth. And then Bulgaria is a country where their president is somewhat authoritarian, drifting, but largely because Trump, frankly, abandoned NATO, abandoned the EU. And a lot of countries near Russia think, well, if the biggest guy in the playground isn't going to stick up for me, I've got to at least suck up to the second biggest guy. The guy in Hungary, a little different story, but he's authoritarian as well, and he is nosing up to Russia. I never said Poland is, and I'll tell you why, because of the history of Poland. And Poland is not getting cozy with Russia. Poland was an independent country up until the mid-1790s. And then Russia, Prussia, and Austria divided it up. And Poland stopped existing on the maps of Europe throughout the 19th century. If you buy a map of Europe from the 19th century, it's not going to have Poland on it, even though Poland was the largest country by landmass in Europe prior to that. Lithuania was part of Poland. Ukraine was part of Poland. The Ruskies gobbled up quite a bit of it and abused the Poles for more than a century. In the First World War, after the war was over, the Allies put Poland back on the map again. They said, you have a free country. And they did until the Nazis invaded the Second World War. And then they occupied Poland and were brutal as heck to them. And the Ruskies went along with the Nazis. When Hitler did his pact with Stalin at the beginning of the war, the sweetener was Stalin got Poland again. Then Hitler stabbed Stalin in the back, invaded Russia, and then Russia begged us for help. After the Second World War, remember, they divided Germany east and west. The Ruskies insisted on East Germany. We didn't want that. We wanted a united Germany. But Poland was a free country again. But the Russians had so much influence that they imposed communism on them, or they tried to. It didn't do any good. Pope John Paul II, Lech Walesa, some great patriots, stood in their way. And in 1989, they got free of Russia. There's no way that Poland is going to Russia. Poland, for several hundred years, has been abused by Russia. So they're not going to go towards it. I have no idea about what you were saying about Tammy Baldwin's, you know, letters or legislation or any of this sort of business. As you stated it, I strongly disagree that kind of thing. If that occurred, I do not know that that occurred, but no one ever asked me my advice on it. But my advice is that Poland is our friend. Poland is an ally of the United States. It's a great country. You know, you really should come to Milwaukee for Polish Fest. It's a great, great fest. You should go to a restaurant called Polonaise. You should go to the Polish Community Center in Franklin, Southern Milwaukee County, where they have cultural events, great food, very, very influential people in the history of Wisconsin. So there is no way, that's like saying that Ireland would suddenly get cozy with England just for the heck of it. Well, look, we're all friends, but you know, history is history, and we're trying to overcome history, trying to overcome history all over the place. The British Isles basically are united in supporting the United States. By that, I mean Scotland, Ireland, England, Wales, the whole bit. Any internal difficulties are just kept internally. But in Eastern Europe, the history is also long and harsh. And the fact of the matter is that you're right. Bulgaria is leaning towards Russia. Hungary is leaning towards Russia. Belarus is in Russian hands, basically. Not Poland. Poland has a long memory, and it's not going to put up with that kind of stuff. Now, I want to get back to some other thing that I suppose is somehow related. It just came out yesterday. 200 rabbis wrote to Nancy Pelosi asking her to remove Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Relations Committee, saying that her anti-Semitic statements have actually helped to incite attacks on Jewish citizens in this country. The sad thing is that it has to be 200 rabbis. How about everybody saying that? The truth of the matter is that Ilhan Omar, many people don't know this, but every year Iran, okay, a Shiite country, holds a Holocaust cartoon contest. I'm not kidding. And they give a prize to the person who most wittily and sadistically makes fun of the Holocaust, which was the murder of 6 million Jews by the Nazis. That's just sick, okay? You can have foreign policy disagreements, you can have military disagreements, but that's simply pure sadism. The other year, two members of Congress retweeted one of the prize-winning sadistic cartoons in Iran making fun of the Holocaust. One was Ilhan Omar and the other one is Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. Now, at some point, there is a line to be drawn here. Ilhan Omar checks three identity politics boxes on religion, race, and gender. So people bend over backwards. But at some point, if somebody retweets a sadistic Iranian cartoon, describes Israel as evil, describes American soldiers in Afghanistan as being the equivalent of the Taliban, and Israeli soldiers as being the equivalent of Hamas, a Shiite terrorist organization, actually a Sunni terrorist organization. At some point you say, at the very least, that person shouldn't be on the Foreign Affairs Committee. They get confidential briefings on diplomatic matters. They get confidential briefings on military matters. And they have shown that they're not trustworthy. Pelosi did something very, very smart with AOC, Ocasio-Cortez. She formed a new task force on economic disparity. That's a legitimate task force. She put AOC on it. The idea is AOC can go on that task force and pontificate all she wants about whatever she wants. And I think that's terrific. But put Ilhan Omar on that one and take her off foreign affairs. Routine, shuffle her off. That way you don't attract the ire of the so-called Progressive Caucus and some of these other characters. But the Democratic Party has got to disassociate itself from anti-Semitism. Right now, the Republican Party has defended Taylor Greene, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She was taken off of committees by Democrats, not by Republicans. And they continue to defend her. Matt Gaetz appears with her. She's the one who made many anti-Semitic comments about lasers from space starting the California fires and a lot of other crazy stuff. And not just that, she's out of her mind. And that's a term of art, putting it very charitably, she's out of her mind. She shouldn't be on any committees. But Steve King of Iowa, they took him off too. Well, Ilhan Omar, I don't care how many identity politics boxes she checks, has got to come off. You cannot have people in this Congress retweeting sadistic cartoons. You cannot have them equating American soldiers, and she never served in the American military, and making fun of American soldiers in Afghanistan, many of whom have been killed, and saying they're like the Taliban. Taliban murder schoolgirls who want to go to school. They're murdering Afghan soldiers, the government. You have a congressperson that says that. She has got to come off the Foreign Affairs Committee. We're going to Colorado. Colorado. God almighty, Colorado. A former Republican chair that was announced yesterday of the Colorado Republican Party stole $280,000 from a Donald Trump PAC that was trying to get him reelected. 280 large, 280 simoleons, 280 Jesus. His defense, I assume, they have a lot of strange lawyers out there, but I wouldn't be surprised if one of them, his defense was, wait a minute, this guy got a PhD in management from Trump University. He learned how to steal from the master. He learned how to steal from the master. And so 280, it's Trump change, folding money, it's rounding error. He learned from the master. He learned from Trump University. Now, actually, I don't expect him to say that, but that's in the back of a lot of folks' minds. It's a felony. He should go to prison. Don't get me wrong. But Trump has stolen a lot more than $280,000. But how bad is that? The guy's chairman trying to get him reelected, raises money to get him reelected, and the chairman himself steals $280,000. Very, very cold. Very, very low rent. Very, very, very sad. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.